It's birth, it's life, it's renewal, encouragement for the day. It is the Word of God, and it's right where we find ourselves today on Abounding Grace with Pastor Chris Gordon. Make it a point to join us as we study God's Word together. Coming to you from United Reformed Church here in Linden, this is Abounding Grace with Pastor Chris Gordon. We welcome you to the broadcast and would invite you to join us for the next few moments as we open up God's Word, studying God's Word that we might find life. With this edition of Abounding Grace now, again from United Reformed Church here in Linden, once again, our teacher and pastor, here's Pastor Chris Gordon.
Well, thank you for tuning in today. I am Pastor Chris Gordon of the United Reformed Church here in Linden. And as you know, over the past few weeks, I have been encouraging you a great deal on Abounding Grace to attend our 2009 Pacific Northwest Reformation Conference, Christ-Centered Christianity in an Age of Spiritual Chaos. We have been planning this conference. We've been working hard on this conference to bring it to the surrounding community. This is an exciting, exciting subject as we are looking at what the mandate, the mission, what the design of Christian ministry is. We have brought in a church historian that is world-renowned. He speaks all over the world and is the president of Westminster Seminary, California, Dr. W. Robert Godfrey, an incredibly gifted speaker. And I would sincerely encourage you, don't miss this conference. The conference is next Friday and Saturday, October 9 and 10. And you can find out all the details on our website at lindenurc.com. A lot of people will ask me, how can we be an encouragement? How can we support your local ministry and the radio ministry? A lot of people tune in, and we are very thankful for that. We're humbled by the opportunity to do this and have the resources to bring these messages to you. But if I could answer that at this time and at this moment, the greatest encouragement would be that if you have been blessed by these radio broadcasts, I sincerely desire in a post-Christian climate, even in America and Canada, I sincerely desire for Christians to recover the pearl of great price. Jesus spoke of that, this pearl that once a man finds it, he goes and sells everything that he has. The pearl is the gospel. The gospel is the kingdom which Christ has proclaimed, the only way, truth, and life, this good news by which we have access, this good news of Christ and Him crucified. And I want every Christian to so embrace this and love this and lay hold of that pearl, that they would come to understand, as Paul says in Ephesians chapter 3, the unsearchable riches of Christ. And you know, I've pleaded on this program, again, to have a return to biblical expository preaching of Jesus Christ from all of Scripture, because it seems that pearl's been lost. Well, I say that. If I could encourage, and you, if you want to be an encouragement to us, show up to the conference. And that would mean then that my great desire is that you would grow in this great truth. He is whom we preach. It is about Christ. That's all that we do in the life of the church. We exalt Him. We preach Him. We glorify Him. We sing to Him. We serve Him with gladness. His glory will be the heart of this conference next Friday. Saturday morning, 9 o'clock, Dr. Godfrey will speak again to us on Christ, about Christ at the center of worship. Well, you know that that is a big subject today. What is God glorifying worship? The sky is not the limit when it comes to worship. There are prescribed regulations from God about how He wants to be worshiped. I will then speak at 10:30 on Christ at the center of preaching, the great means that the Lord has chosen by which He grants faith, saving faith to those who hear and believe. And in a day where we have been tempted and tried to think that there are better ways that we could reach the lost, well, in many ways, we have lost the reached. We'll have a lunch period where you can go out into the community, and after lunch, Dr. Godfrey will then close the conference speaking to us on Christ at the center of salvation, and you will even have an opportunity to ask us both questions, which we will answer following that final session. Look, you have to come. This is a wonderful time of encouragement and growth, and I promise you will be edified and blessed. We'll have a book table, refreshments, and also the opportunity to purchase the CDs from the conference. Just to give you a bit of a foretaste of what's coming over the next few days, tonight and tomorrow, I'm going to be looking particularly at Romans chapter 10 and at 2 Corinthians chapter 4. And the amazing truth about Romans chapter 10 is how applicable it is to our modern environment. The Apostle Paul writes in Romans chapter 10, "For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone who believes." And then he says, "For Moses writes about the righteousness which is of the law, the man who does those things shall live by them. But the righteousness of faith speaks in this way, 'Do not say in your heart, who will ascend into heaven, that is to bring Christ down from above? Or who will descend into the abyss, that is to bring Christ up from the dead? But what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach.'" And then he goes on to say, "How shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach unless they're sent?" Now, if we understand the flow of what the Apostle Paul is saying there, he's saying Jesus Christ has fulfilled all righteousness, and all who have faith in him, he is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone who believes. So then nobody who believes in Jesus will ever have to give an account for their personal law keeping. Christ has fulfilled that. And the basis by which they will enter heaven is Christ and his merits, Christ and his righteousness, by which we apprehend those and embrace him by faith alone. Well, the Apostle Paul then turns in Romans 10 and he basically poses the question, how do you think that is received? Well, he says, "Do not say in your heart, who will ascend into heaven, that is to bring Christ down from above." You don't have to try to pull Christ down to you by all your methods, by all your gimmicks, by all your manipulation of emotions, or by trying to make worship so creative and relevant and doing all these things that belong to what is popular with the secular world. The Apostle Paul says you don't have to do any of that. That won't bring Christ down. That won't affect in any way. There's no power in that to actually save. You will never, ever, ever bring a soul into the kingdom by manipulation, by your own wisdom, by your own gimmicks, by your own techniques. But then the Apostle says this, "But what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach." So what did he just say? He just said right there, that is, you don't have to do all those other things. Christ is near you. He is in the word of faith which is preached. So the basic statement to that is, the basic understanding of that is, God has already given you a means by which you can receive Christ. Well, we embrace him by faith, but the means that God has chosen to make Christ available to us is the proclamation of the gospel. It is when the Lord sends a weak, sinful servant up in front of people who proclaims Christ and his righteousness. And when those who hear that, those who believe in that, that's how faith is created, through the preaching of the gospel, as the Holy Spirit works in the heart, they are saved. And that's what the apostle's saying here. When you confess and believe in the mouth, when you hear this Jesus preached and you confess him and believe, you will undoubtedly be saved. And so the Apostle Paul is essentially saying in Romans 10, everything is in place. How shall they call on him in whom they've not believed? And how shall they believe in him in whom they've not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach unless they are sent? He's saying everything's here. They're sent. They proclaim so that Jesus is heard. They believe in the heart so that they're saved, and they call upon his great and powerful name. And the Apostle Paul concludes all that by saying, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Context, the word of God preached. Well, that's the means. Now, the struggle that we're going to look at in the conference tomorrow, my session at 10:30, the issue that we're going to look at is all of the pressure that the Apostle Paul even felt in this early Christian environment to see this as foolishness and not going to really affect salvation in the way that I think it will. And so what the pressure is to use wisdom and techniques of the modern culture and modern innovations to try to reach the lost. How shall we reach the lost? And so everyone tries to figure out new and innovative techniques to do that. And the Apostle Paul dealt with that in the epistle to the Corinthians, where he said, look, when I came to you, Corinthians, I didn't come to you with excellency of speech, declaring to you the testimony of God. Now, that just immediately shuts the door on our obsession with personalities. We gravitate to personalities. We gravitate to the people who are so appealing according to the flesh. But the Apostle Paul says, I didn't do any of that. As a matter of fact, the Apostle said, I chose not to do any of that, but I used the foolish means that God has chosen by which he has delighted to grant faith in the heart of the hearer. And that is the foolishness of the message preached. And that is why the apostle constantly said, woe is me if I do not preach Christ and him crucified. Woe is me if I do not preach the gospel. Timothy, preach the word in season, out of season, convince, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and patience. Why? Well, you got to keep doing that because the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, they will keep up for themselves teachers and turn their ears away from the truth. Well, that's really the heart of what we're dealing with. Christ, Christ and him preach, Christ at the center of all we do. Join us again. The dates are October 9 and 10, and you can get more info on our website at lindenurc.com. So join us next weekend and be edified and nourished in his powerful life, death, and resurrection and ascension for all of those who believe in him.
Studying God's Word that we might grow in our affection and love for Christ. This has been Abounding Grace with our teacher and pastor, Chris Gordon, from United Reformed Church here in Linden. We come to you each and every day for a short time that we might study God's Word together, that we might grow in His grace and His amazing love for us. If you have questions or comments, as always, we stand ready to do our best to answer them. We're at 360-318-0429. Again, you can reach us at 360-318-0429. That's 360-318-0429. You can find out a bit more about us, United Reformed Church here in Linden, who we are, what we believe, worship opportunities, and the like, at lindenurc.com. Now, that's our website where we even have some of the past messages as preached by Pastor Chris Gordon. They're available for you to listen to. Again, lindenurc.com. And then, as always, you're welcome to join us for worship. Our service times are at 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. We meet at 8650 Benson Road here in Linden, Washington. For directions, either go to our website, lindenurc.com, or again, call 360-318-0429. That's 360-318-0429. We thank you for joining us today and look forward to seeing you next time for another broadcast of Abounding Grace with Pastor Chris Gordon.